USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This new humanitarian parole program will complement the existing legal pathways available to Ukrainians, including immigrant visas and refugees processing.
President Biden Thursday announced a new humanitarian parole program to welcome Ukrainian citizens into the United States. The program, known as Uniting for Ukraine, is part of the Biden administration's commitment to welcome up to 100,000 Ukrainians and others fleeing the war. Department of Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas is going to be questioned by lawmakers from both parties in the coming weeks when he testifies before different House and Senate committees. The concern is the Biden administration's handling of its plans to lift Title 42 on May 23rd and allow an invasion of humanity to enter the United States through the Mexico border. Thanks for listening, and at TGIF, my friend, we are USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The National Football League schedule for next year comes out soon. Tim Berg reports.
The NFL schedule is coming out at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on May 12th. Fans will, however, get a preview of some games before that. The teams participating in the first Thursday night football game on Amazon Prime will be revealed next week during the NFL draft.
The National Football League draft this year will be on a structure built above the Bellagio fountains on the Las Vegas Strip. Los Angeles County is staying in the mask mandate business. America's second largest city is issuing a new health order that continues to require masks at airports, on all public transportation, and in other indoor transportation hubs. The new order comes after a federal judge on Monday overturned a federal mandate that required masks on trains, planes, buses, and at travel hubs, stating the government overstepped its authority. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, after 4 days, has decided to drop its mask mandate. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new social media company is getting ready to launch in a few days. Devin Nunes, the former California congressman turned CEO of Trump Media and Technology Group, he was on Newsmax and announces why Truth Social is important to America right now.
Well, I think number one, because you had Facebook put in almost $400 million to sway the outcome of the election. Plus, not to mention, the Hunter Biden laptop from that was also censored by all of these media companies. And they've only gotten worse over the last years, Chris. So remember, I'm sitting here and Donald Trump started this company for one reason and one reason only. We had nowhere else to go. There was no other option. So, you know, that's why it's so exciting what we're doing here. The community is awesome. Newsmax has been great. You guys have a great feed that comes into True Social. And, you know, we have a unbelievably excited community. And remember, we're only a couple months in. We're released on Apple. We're getting ready with all these new upgrades we have. We just opened our new data center. It's absolutely amazing what's occurring, the community that we're building, because we're a community of real people. We're trying to take the best of what Twitter has and Instagram and Facebook, put it all in one, and we're not allowing fake bots and fake accounts. You know, we're doing our best to keep those off, but most importantly, we're giving the American people their voice back, and that's what President Trump wanted to do.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.